was it like back in the 1960s? How did people get information? What did the culture fear? I don't know. You may not know. But my grandfather, Richard Benavides, or Rick, does. Hi, my name is Angel Benavides, and today on this podcast, Wisdom, that you can find on Spotify and other listening platforms, I'm interviewing my grandfather and dad, Richard Benavides, aka Rick. There will be new episodes every week with different people each time. That's the concept, and this is the show. Give you 10 minutes, and I will give you some friendly wisdom. So, when were you born?
1955. 1955. 7-10-55,
yeah. You've been around for a while.
Yes, I've been around for quite a few years.
So, what would you say surprised you the most as the world changed and as you grew up?
Like cell phones and stuff like that?
Yeah, what was the...
Computers, because we never had all that.
Yeah,
we never had computers back then and cell phones like we have now. And what else? We had dictionaries. What else? We had dictionaries and encyclopedias to look up stuff. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, would you also say that that's what's changed the most since
yes.
you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the world has gotten better, like just in general, or
yes,
or worse?
It's gotten better that way, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier for you.
So, what was the most trouble you've ever gotten in?
What do you mean, like trouble, like what?
Just in anything.
Let's see here. I really never got into much trouble.
Really?
Yes.
You sure about that?
Yes, I am very sure about that.
So what led you to, like, not get in trouble?
Smart mind. Yes. And not be a follower.
Mm-hmm. What hobbies did you have growing up?
I loved surfing. Mm-hmm. Fishing, because I lived on the beachfront, crabbing, and fishing, crabbing, surfing, those were my most three main hobbies.
Mm. Who taught you how to fish?
Oh, my father.
Your father?
Yes.
The surf?
I've taught myself.
Taught yourself?
Yes, sir.
And I still do surf.
Yes, and I play the guitar.
And how'd you learn how to play guitar?
I learned myself.
You did?
Yes. I learned myself and taught myself. And that's how I learned how to play the guitar and have all my instruments now.
So would you say...
I can play the guitar.
Yeah.
The bass. The drums. The harmonica. Let's see what else. I can play all those, and I've been in bands before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, you learned the guitar by yourself. So, what would be a piece of advice you would give to anyone wanting to learn something, pick up something new?
Oh, just keep practicing, and never stop. Because the more you practice, the better you'll get.
Mm-hmm. So, when did you first learn how to drive?
When I was 16.
16? Mm-hmm. What was your first car?
I got a 1970 Volkswagen. I bought it myself. I was working at Mario's Flying Pizza. And I bought the car myself.
Was Mario's your first job?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you enjoyed it?
Oh, yes. I did enjoy it when I was a kid coming out of school. I would work and go to high school.
So you know a lot of different skills.
Yes, I do know a lot of different skills.
You're a bit of an electrician.
I'm an electrician.
You can weld.
I can weld.
You're an AC man.
I'm an AC man.
Where did you learn all this?
I went to school for welding, Galveston College, and then I went to Let's see, I went to, and I was a pipe fitter, ship fitter, boiler maker at Galveston Shipbuilding. Mm-hmm. I learned on the job. They had teachers there that taught us all the fundamentals of that, of pipe fitting and welding there too. And then, let's see, I was an AC guy. I learned that in high school, in trade school. I learned that in high school. And then I went to college and picked up a few more courses on it. And, I'm a senior HVAC tech, and I'm a first-class pipe fitter. Let's see what else. I did tell you I was a welder. Mm-hmm. I can weld. I welded Galveston Shipbuilding, the side shells of ships and barges, overhead, vertical, anything they wanted, I'd weld for them. And let's see. And then I worked at M&M Heating Appliances, worked on refrigerators, stoves. I worked on gas lines, and I worked on, I worked on a lot of stuff.
How long did you work at the shipbuilding?
About 8 years. Mm-hmm.
So how long did it take you to learn all this?
Probably about a year and a half.
So what would be any advice you have?
Oh, it's a lot. It's hard work being a ship fitter. You know, you just gotta be careful. You know, and don't get yourself electrocuted when you're welding. Mm-hmm. And you could be welding overhead, and you might be hot, so you might rub your head. And you might rub your head. So what comes in mind is safety. You have mm-hmm. to have safety.
Yeah.
Right. So you always, if you rub your head and you have a rod in your hand, mm-hmm. and if you hit your head with that rod, it will electrocute you. I had a friend of mine that got electrocuted that way. Mm-hmm. So safety always comes in mind. Wearing safety glasses, gargles, masks, welding gloves, and welding sleeves always are very, very handy.
So, what would you say is like the biggest thing to stay focused on? Or like, how did you stay focused? How did you keep on the path to get to where you're at now? What was the biggest driver?
I guess I strived to do everything I could. Okay. Everything I could. I wanted to learn how to do everything.
Everything.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. This was my podcast.